Hi, this is the October-November 2014 issue of the Freedom Socialist newspaper. Letters to the editor. First letter. We sat stunned in the packed courtroom on July 10th as a town justice sentenced longtime Catholic worker activist Mary Ann Grady Flores, grandmother of three, to a year in prison. Her crime? Being the first to allegedly violate an order of protection issued to over 50 activists late in 2012 for nonviolent resistance actions at Hancock Air Base near Syracuse, New York, home base for remote pilots of weaponized drones. Orders of protection are typically served to protect victims of domestic violence. Mary Ann's was issued to protect Hancock's commander, who wanted to keep protesters away. The judge insisting that protest at Hancock has got to stop, apparently hoped that these fraudulent orders and Mary Ann's draconian sentence would stifle dissent. But while appeals are being filed and Mary Ann is out on $5,000 bail, the protest by the upstate coalition to ground the drones is only intensifying. Mary Ann's younger sister, Claire Grady, attempting to serve the base with a people's order of protection on July 23rd, violated her order of protection and got $10,000 bail. Before being led away to jail, Mary Ann had asked the court, who is the real victim here? The commander of the military base whose drones kill innocent people halfway around the world, or those innocent people themselves? The fight for those victims continues undaunted at Hancock. That letter was written by Doug Noble of Rochester, New York. Palestinian-American Rasmea Odeh. The trial of Rasmea Youssef Odeh will begin on the 4th of November, and the new federal judge on the case decided in Detroit on September 2nd. But Odeh, a community leader in Chicago, hopes that the judge will dismiss the charges when he rules on key defense motions in coming weeks. The Detroit hearing was the first before U.S. District Judge Gershwin A. Drain, assigned to the case after the original judge, Paul D. Borman, a lifetime activist and fundraiser for Zionist causes, finally recused himself. Dozens of Odeh's supporters rallied around the courthouse where they heard a call for increased solidarity between Palestinians and African American communities confronting police violence, torture, and repression. Odeh's indictment, quote, is the product of an illegal investigation and should be quashed as politically motivated and based on the selective use of the criminal law to get protected political to target protected political work, unquote. And that letter was excerpted from the Electronic Intifada Online News. Next letter. Thought you'd be interested to know that our Dutch house guest saw your article, Europe Austerity Breeds Electoral Advances by the Far Right. She commented unflatteringly about each neo-Nazi photo and then asked if she could take the article with her when she returns to Utrecht. Sunny from Edmonds, Washington. Next letter. There is no question as to how immensely successful the Block the Boat protest at the Port of Oakland was, led by Arab Resource and Organizing Center, or AROC, and arranged with the help of countless organizations. Thousands of protesters, including an estimated 5,000 who marched on the Port of Oakland on August 16th, prevented the Israeli ship Zim Piraeus from unloading by keeping workers from crossing their picket line to enter the port for a historic 4 days, making it the longest blockade of an Israeli ship, according to the group AROC. Block the Boat was not only successful in keeping the Israeli boat from unloading its cargo, but due specifically to this action, a number of companies are now either putting a hold on all products using Zim vessels or reconsidering using Zim Lines, the largest Israeli ship company. This is an impressive achievement by the movement for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. That letter was written by Rokeya Shamsuddin, Sydney-based Lebanese-American journalist. And the last article, I am a descendant of immigrants and Muscogee and Seminole Americans. My first immigrant ancestors were greeted with food and kindness. It was helped that they married the natives rather than stole their land. My next ancestors were German and did okay. Then the Irish arrived with no Irish need apply signs everywhere. Italians, Eastern Europe, and others were greeted the same way. I see the same attitudes today from U.S.-born descendants of those immigrants. Why didn't they learn from their ancestors? People immigrated because things were terrible at home. What if Native Americans had greeted the first immigrants the same way? That was written by Linda Knighton of Seattle. The FS welcomes your feedback, opinions, and resource info. Letters may be edited for length, so feel free to send them to us at fsnews@mindspring.com or visit our website at socialism.com.